T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a beautiful Monday afternoon. It is the first day back to reality for many of you, for me as well, after a long holiday weekend. I had a great time, visited family in Mobile, went to the Silver Slipper over the weekend, had a great time there. I got to tell you about the Dungeness Crab that they offer. I got to tell you about that a little bit later. I had a great weekend. Spent time in my car, which I don't often do. And Saints won, LSU won, and it was a good weekend. This should be a really happy Monday. But unfortunately, we have something that we have to address. And as a talk show host, there's sometimes that I have to do things in my job that I don't like doing, and this is one of the things that I don't like to do. I wish this never happened, but it does happen. Here's a text that says, "We live in Manhattan, Scoot. The shooting in New Orleans was the lead story on the Today Show, was in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. It's all over. It's a national story. It instantly became a national story. Now, there were other things happening this weekend. There were other things happening in other cities. A mass shooting during the Bayou Classic weekend in New Orleans just quickly spread across the news media and became this national story that stains the image of our city. It's also the city that so many people want to love. But you can't ignore the perception of violence in New Orleans. And the mass shooting also invites fake news based on confirmation bias. And I'm going to honestly talk about this. Not everybody's going to be happy. And that's okay. But one of the problems that we do have, not only here but in this country, is people refusing to address the real issues and somehow bypassing the real issues and not addressing what needs to be addressed. So I'm going to be honest with you about what I see. The news story about the shooting of 10 people injured on the threshold of the world-famous French Quarter. I posted this on my Facebook page over the weekend. It attracted comments like this one from Steve. "Typical for the Bayou Classic. It happens each and every year. This is why many restaurants and businesses closed down on this weekend." Steve is wrong. Ron says, "Unbelievable. Every year, very sad." Ron is wrong. Paul posted on Facebook, "Scoot, I'm sorry, but this happens every year on this weekend. Has been happening for at least 20 years. I can remember that Thanksgiving weekend in New Orleans has been marred by vandalism and assaults." Paul is wrong. Here is the truth based on facts. There are not shootings every Bayou Classic weekend. The weekend when Grambling State and Southern University meet in their traditional matchup, it's not a weekend when there's always a shooting. The last time there was a shooting, a mass shooting on the weekend for the Bayou Classic, was November 2016. It has happened on the Bayou Classic weekend. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but it doesn't happen every year. In 2016, two males continued an ongoing dispute over a woman onto Bourbon Street. They opened fire on each other. They were such bad shots, they didn't hit each other, but they hit innocent bystanders. One person was killed, 9 were injured. The two males that shot at each other were in town to be part of the Bayou Classic crowd. But they do not represent the thousands that came here to enjoy this college tradition and festive crowd on Bourbon Street. Ironically, about midnight, 12:30, I posted a video. I did a live video on my Facebook page from Bourbon Street. And I said, this is great. This is a great festive crowd. In fact, it was in that first block of Bourbon Street, which was only feet away from where the shooting ended up taking place 2.5 hours later. What I experienced when I walked up and down Bourbon a few times was a great crowd. And, you know, there were times when, you know, you navigate your way through a crowd. There are times that, you know, it's like, okay, are you going or I'm going? Look, there were so many people, and I was clearly the minority in the crowd. There were so many people that yielded the way. I said, no, go ahead. No, you go ahead. I had a great experience. In fact, my apartment is two blocks away from the shooting. I'm surprised it didn't wake me up. It is a challenge to address a shooting during Bayou Classic weekend because there are different mindsets that only want to see what they want to see. This is confirmation bias in its purest sense. There are those who instinctively believe, without facts, that people get shot every time the Bayou Classic comes to town. And there are those who believe that the instinct to blame the Bayou Classic crowd is racist. Neither are right. Blaming the Bayou Classic is a suggestion that fans of this annual tradition are not capable of gathering and having fun without violence. And that's not true. Some will argue the city should stop hosting the event. In the case of the mass shooting in 2016, the two males may have had no connection with the game or the festivities. They were here because of the crowd. And the Bayou Classic weekend does attract a crowd of people who are not even going to the game. There are shootings and violent acts during Mardi Gras that are much more consistent and much more predictable than the shootings and violent acts during the Bayou Classic weekend. But the same people calling for the Classic to be canceled do not seem to have the same desire to cancel Mardi Gras. This is where confirmation bias comes in. People develop fake news and spread fake news based on their confirmation bias, based on what they want to believe. There are people who want to believe that the Bayou Classic crowd can't come here without being violent, and that is simply factually not true. And violence and shootings and things like that are even more consistent and predictable during Mardi Gras. Where's the call to cancel Mardi Gras? Any violence during the Bayou Classic weekend in the city fits the narrative of those who want to believe that somehow race inspires violent behavior. This is not about race. There is zero evidence that skin color determines a person's tendency to be violent. It is not a person's skin color. It is the environment and culture in which people are raised that contributes to violent instincts. Books could be written about environment and behavior, but for the purpose of our show today, let's just be honest and say that there's been a reluctance to honestly address the environment culture issue because it seemingly points a finger at one community. The problem with violence starts with reckless, casual sex between young people, with no regard for the consequences of disease or pregnancy. Having children as a career choice has become a choice for too many people, and our government has created a system that rewards that behavior. Children need parents. Children cannot be parents. And the cycle has continued generation after generation, have been trapped in a lifestyle that allows and even supports the idea of having babies as a career choice. The other issue that is never discussed is the attention paid to what young mothers may be putting in their bodies while they're pregnant. I doubt much thought is given to the nutrition of the unborn child in a young teenage mom who continues to lead her life perhaps more as a teenager than as an expected mom. Why should it not be assumed that many children come into this world at a distinct health disadvantage? There are areas that have become off-limits when it comes to addressing issues, because of the idea that race is somehow to blame. Let's be clear about this. It's not about race. Politicians and community leaders ignore part of what is to blame for violence as a blanket defense of a culture. But this is not about race. It is about learned behavior. Part of the culture that produces a disproportionate amount of gun violence in our society is the acceptance or even the necessity of carrying a gun to settle an argument or to protect turf or reputation. Again, this is not about race. It's about behavior that should be unacceptable. And the failure of leaders to honestly address this is the real issue. There have been 6 mass shootings in New Orleans since 2013. This is unacceptable on every level. And these mass shootings don't even include the shootings of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. In fact, there were other shootings around the city Thanksgiving weekend, including 2 family members apparently killed by 2 family members. A bunch of cousins were together, and apparently 2 of them killed 2 of them. There was a shooting in the River Bend area, and a friend of mine had a bullet through a car window. River Bend is a long way from the epicenter of the Bayou Classic crowd downtown. So that shooting probably had nothing to do with the Bayou Classic, proving that there is a behavior problem, and carrying guns and settling disputes with guns has become a way of life. Stop blaming the annual Bayou Classic crowd for shootings or violence. The tragic and unfortunate things that happen are caused by individuals or groups that have been taught to disregard life in general. And much of the lack of respect for life comes from the simple act of children not being loved, or the fact that too many children do not have acceptable parents or mentors in the community. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell and OPD Chief Sean Ferguson were both adamant about protecting the citizens and the visitors of New Orleans. But we've all heard the words over and over and over, to the point where they become meaningless cliches. This has got to stop. We are not going to tolerate this. Well, obviously we are. Obviously we have. Because this has been said for a long time. This has been said for years. Every time something like this happens, the same things are said. What changes? Nothing. I have no doubt the mayor and the police chief sincerely want to stop the violence. But until the real and uncomfortable issues are addressed, I don't believe change is realistic. So we're led back to our political tribalism. One political tribe will believe mass shootings occur during the Bayou Classic weekend, and the other political tribe will blame a myriad of other things without focusing on the real problems of behavior. And just the simple idea of how important it is to hope that you can have a positive life. You know, I grew up with enough stuff, but I didn't grow up rich. But I always had the hope that I will accomplish what I want to accomplish. It doesn't mean that everything you want to happen is going to come true. And not all my dreams have come true. But I have been doing what I'm doing for a long time and making a good living. And I love my life, and I love that. So in the meantime of all of this, children are being brought into the world, a world that does not offer basic care and guidance that they need to be happy, successful, and hopeful. And we're all walking around in a world with a new norm of senseless shootings that inaccurately define who we are as a society. We all react to the shooting. We all have our instinctive feelings about it. How sensible can we be as we discuss this? In the light of political tribalism, how sensible a conversation, how honest a conversation can we have? Let's try. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Let's talk about the truth about the mass shootings Bayou Classic weekend in New Orleans. 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Some want to blame the Bayou Classic for violence in New Orleans over Thanksgiving weekend. Is that fair or unfair? Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. I love the people who argue that, if we all had guns, this would never happen. Like, I mean, in a crowd like that, how are you going to take out the gunman? I mean, how is that realistic? I mean, it sounds good on paper. Theoretically, it would be a nice idea, but realistically, it's just not even logical. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Some want to blame the Bayou Classic for violence in New Orleans over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Is that fair or unfair? 67% say it's fair, and 33% say it's unfair. I'm with the 33% here. I think it's unfair, and the facts support that it's unfair. From New Orleans, Buck, welcome to WWL.
Scoot, how are you?
I'm good, Buck.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make the comment that the article that I read in the paper this morning said that the incident occurred at 3:30 a.m., and, you know, my dad once told me not much good happens after 2 in the morning. Point being that I think most people who live here manage to avoid violence in our city and know that as long as you don't put yourself in a situation that could be compromising to your personal safety, that you're going to be fine and you're going to be able to enjoy yourself. And it's unfortunate that the media sensationalizes the crime problem when it's not really as bad as I think it is.
Well, you're right. There were some comments on my Facebook page also about the media sensationalizing the headline. You know, mass shooting at Bayou Classic. I mean, it's a fair headline because it gets the attention of people, and there may be thousands of people injured or killed in car accidents every day across the country. But if 120 people are injured or killed in a plane crash, the plane crash gets a disproportionate amount of attention because it's sensational. It's out of the ordinary. And while that's not fair, that is reality. And that has always been the case for the media. And it's because that's what gets our attention.
Right. And I think, but I do think that, you know, the reality is such that, you know, if you put yourself, in a position where it's likely that people have been maybe imbibing all day long and maybe inebriated, and you know, the chances of something untoward happening are much higher.
Well, that's true, and there's a tendency with some people to just hang out, to just stay in one spot. I mean, they're not going around having fun. It's, well, I mean, I can't define what fun is for everybody, but it seems like there's just something that invites trouble if there are groups that just stay in one spot. And apparently we're now learning that the shooting over the weekend was the result of an argument. And so this really goes back to what I have been saying, which is the real problems are not addressed. I mean, the simple idea that you have to have a gun in case you need to settle an argument or some kind of a dispute. This is not a formula for success in life, period.
Absolutely. If people could be taught that simple message from an early age, it would solve a lot of problems, obviously.
Well, and if they don't know that that is not the right course of action, and they're not taught that, it's really not their fault. It's the fault of the parents and the communities in which this has become, generation after generation, some kind of acceptable behavior. And it, you know, there are so many people in the community that are directly and indirectly hurt by this, that at some point, you know, we've got to address the real issue, which is behavior. It's too easy to blame it on something like, oh, it's race. It's not race. It's about behavior. Buck, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, what races were involved in all the shootings this past weekend? Well, I know the answer to that, and you know the answer to that as well. But show me the study that shows that a person's skin color causes them to be violent. Show me that information, because I don't know that it exists. And so this is about behavior. And, you know, the caller is right. You know, if you've got nothing to do, and you just stay out all night and you're drinking or doing drugs or both, there's always a possibility that something bad's going to happen. That's human nature. You know, the whole concept of people doing crazy things during a full moon came before electric lights were invented. When the full moon itself lent light to a night, people stayed out longer. And they drank and they did stuff and bad things happened. And so that's the earliest root of this idea that bad things happen when there's a full moon out. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Hey, we're also going to talk about the Saints. I mean, I loved watching the 49ers get beaten up by the Ravens. And I'm telling you, man, the Ravens are for real. I mean, so are the 49ers. I couldn't decide whether I wanted the 49ers to win or lose. You know, because they lost, they're going to come here with a vengeance, and they're not going to want to lose two in a row. However, it was nice to see them knocked down. And maybe that will somehow affect their confidence. I feel good about the Saints this Sunday against the 49ers, but that is going to be a tough game. And I mean, that's going to be one of the big games. That will be the big game this weekend. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back on WWL. All right. I thought we would dedicate this song to Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan because Thursday night, well, he had a rough time. I mean, Matt Ryan looked terrible. I mean, the Falcons looked off. I know it seemed like it was so long ago, but this is the first time we've had a chance to get together and talk about it. And I love, what was it, Marcus Davenport who intercepted that ball? Intercepted the pass and just stiff-armed Matt Ryan. I mean, just knocked him down. You might be able to find it. We don't have the rights to play it on the air, or we would. But there's I think it's German. There's a German play-by-play announcer and his color person doing the game, and the way they describe the game. I mean, I don't understand German, so I don't understand what they're saying. But all I know is laughter transcends language barriers.
Shalom
from uptown, Carol. You're on WWL.
Hi, shalom.
Hi.
Until we can, solve all the social ills of society, so we all live in peace, like we should, to go out to a football game and have a party after. Maybe the city could be proactive and outlaw open carry in the French quarters when there's any event. And then secondly, just like they have those things you pass through at the airport, that way police could see where people are who are carrying things. And that would make the whole crowd a lot safer.
You know, this has come up.
The French Quarter is almost turning into a Disney World. So we need to protect the people who come to our city, whether they be residents or visitors alike. But something needs to be done that's proactive. And I think some sort of system, even if they put these things in the ground that can detect things, like when they put the new sidewalk down.
Yeah.
That way, everybody would be safe. I mean, I know the technology's out there, but maybe the merchants in the quarter would invest to make the whole place safe for everybody who comes.
Carol,
and that way we can get rid of the bad people before they show up to hurt anybody.
Well,
I guarantee you, the people who committed the crime were not registered students at either one of those universities.
Probably not. Carol, I have to leave it there. I've got news coming up. I thank you for your call. I'll talk more about that in the next hour. But the idea of a gun-free zone has been addressed. But if the French Quarter was a gun-free zone, there's going to be that threshold, like, for example, Canal Street, where the shooting took place, where it wouldn't be gun-free. So, you know, and then, you know, you've got the legal right to... We'll continue the conversation on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.